Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Wednesday, April the 28th, and it's great to be back here with you. I've got a chair reserved for you. I hope you can sit down and hang out with me for the next 30 minutes. You know, I was trying to decide, I'm getting a little bit of a late start in taping the program today. The family and I, we were out doing some things, and I got home a little late, and I'm sitting down to do the program, and I'm wondering what we should talk about today. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll key on the Daily Mass readings, but it didn't seem to hit me today, and I have to go with what my gut tells me what we should talk about. So I opened up my book, Give Up Worry for Good. Now, this is something I had written about earlier today in my daily email reflection, and I thought this would be a good topic. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. This is James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And here's what I want to chat about. Sometimes the simple biblical messages, instructions, if you want to call them that, as is the case here, they just seem too good to be true, or they seem too simplistic. Now, I talked about this on the program yesterday, and obviously I am passionate about some of the seemingly simple messages, but yet ones that we sometimes fail to put into practice. And unfortunately, I think what can happen is we can settle. And we can settle for sort of an impersonal relationship with God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. It's vague. We don't expect too much of Him. We assume He doesn't expect too much of us. And we just move on like that. And we deal with our problems. Let's talk about that, because something happened earlier today. I was at the dentist's office. Something happened that really, really makes me want to address this even more. So as I think about it, I just feel this is what we're supposed to be talking about today. So let's pray, and then we'll discuss it further. Okay, let's pray to our Father in heaven. And let's remember, before we start, that He's with us. You know, I think it's good to pause and not jump into the prayers. And sometimes I'll say that when we get together here and we hang out. I'll say, just remember that your Father in heaven is with you, and He's with me as well. It's way too easy to overlook that simple but important fact. Sometimes the simple things, they are the things that trip us up the most when it comes to our faith, the simplest concepts. I think we overcomplicate things sometimes. And if something's too simplistic, we overlook it. And as I'm speaking, I'm getting more and more ideas. So I'm really convinced we're on the right track here. Let's pray to our Heavenly Father, and then we'll talk more, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for loving us into existence. Thank you, Father, for creating us so that we could be in a relationship with you. Father, thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for waiting for us as we decide that it's not important enough to have a relationship with you. I know I've done this many times, Father. And then one day I realized I think it is important to have this relationship. So, Father, personally speaking, I can just speak for myself here. I apologize that it took me so long to respond to your offer of friendship. Father, I just thank you for watching out for us, for providing for all of our needs, for leading us through life by sending certain circumstances our way. And through these circumstances, you shape us and you mold us so that we can be transformed into the image of your Son Jesus and one day be able to live with you in heaven. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our family, to bless our friends. Especially ask you to open the hearts of anyone who doesn't know you or have a good relationship with you, and let them know that it is possible. And let them also know the joy that comes from having a relationship with you. Father, I ask that you use me as your instrument today to spread the good news. Please, Father, open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to the message you have to say. Father, I ask this in the name above all names, the name of Jesus, your Son. And we ask this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thank you so much for praying with me. Now, I'm excited about this. It's been a long time since I got to say to you that I have a new beverage du jour today. Not a glass of water. We're going a little bit more fancy today. I'm going to take a sip of it, then I'm going to tell you what it is, because I'm really thirsty today. It's in the mid to upper 80s here in New Jersey today, and I love it, but it's making me thirsty. Let me take a sip of this. That is so good. Now, I hope you have a beverage. I don't like to have a beverage and you don't have anything. Hope you got something. And, you know, you can snack, too. I can't. Doesn't work well when I snack, but you feel free to snack on this program. All right. I have in my glass here orange, pineapple, mango juice. You heard that right. Orange, pineapple, mango. And it is delicious. I got to take another sip. When I bought this, you know, as I'm drinking this, I'm hoping this is a first-time beverage. I'm hoping I didn't have it on the program about a week ago. But if I did, don't burst my bubble. Just let me think that this is the first time I'm having this. I had a choice: orange, pineapple, mango, or orange, pineapple, coconut. And I almost went for the coconut because I like coconut, but the mix just didn't sound... there was something about it that kind of didn't sit right with me. I would love to just do pure orange pineapple, which I love, but I couldn't find that. So orange pineapple mango, that's what I have for my beverage du jour today. Hope you're doing, hope you got a good beverage. Hope you're having a good time hanging out with me. We are going to talk about drawing close to God, and he will draw close to us. It's such an incredibly simple message. And I want to talk about, in general today, what stops us from pursuing simple instructions like that, especially as we find them in the Bible? What stops us? You know, because a lot of times, if something sounds like it's too simple, we don't pursue it. We need something more complicated, right? So we're going to look at this today on the program. I'll tell you some things that happened at my dentist's office today. But before I do that, I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. If you would like to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, or if you would like to pick up a copy of my new book, Give Up Worry for Good, you can do all that by going to followingthetruth.com. Before I look at this verse, which again, it's so simple, it's from the letter of James, and it's James 4:8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You know, there is it's really difficult to come up with an alternate interpretation for that verse. If you draw near to God, if you make an attempt to get closer to him, and that is not complicated, if you make that attempt, and it can be simple, as simple as saying Father or Jesus, or you could talk to the Holy Spirit, but primarily we speak to the Father and to Jesus when we pray. And the Holy Spirit facilitates that discussion. The Holy Spirit really, the Holy Spirit's very powerful. You got to remember about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. It's Jesus' own Spirit who dwells in us. So Jesus gives us his Spirit so that it is possible for us, with the help of the Spirit, to think, to speak, and to act like Jesus did. And that's why he gave us his Spirit. So the Spirit is content to take a more back, behind the scenes, that's the word I'm looking for, a behind the scenes role to make the Father real, to make Jesus real. Primarily, our access to the Father is through Jesus. If we speak to Jesus, we speak to the Father. But Jesus also told us to pray to our Father. So that's what we should do. We should make some time to talk to the Father, make some time to talk to Jesus. And, you know, I talk to the Spirit every day. And when I pray to the Spirit, I ask him to inspire my thoughts, my words, my actions, and also to control my emotions and to transform me into Jesus. This is the conversation I typically have with the Holy Spirit. So, in a sense, we do pray to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We have that option anyway. If we make that attempt and we talk to them, we are going to grow closer to them, especially if we ask God the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, please draw closer to me. That very act of praying, every time we pray during the day, every time we have a conversation with them, we are drawing closer to them. And the more conversations with you that with them that you have, the closer with them you will become. And what we need to remember is that this process, and this is where we get ourselves in trouble, this process is reciprocal. If I am speaking to God, and especially when I ask him to draw near to me, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I want to get closer to you. I want to know you better. You can expect a response. But for somebody like me, maybe you can relate, I tend to be somewhat controlling, even when it comes to my prayer life. So I want to work hard enough when I pray that I can force things to happen. So if I'm trying to get closer to Jesus, I have a tendency to try and try and try and try and push and push and push and push until it happens. But the problem with that kind of approach is if I'm trying to get closer to him, what I need to do is make the effort and then wait for him to respond. That's how a relationship works. That's how a two-way relationship works. The two people in the relationship, in this case me and Jesus, we interact with one another. If I'm doing all the work, first of all, that's not what he wants. He wants to do more of the work, really, than I do. But I have to be careful that sometimes I let him do the work. And I don't try to make everything happen. So essentially, it really is as simple as making time for prayer, encountering the Lord through prayer, through Scripture, through the sacraments, through circumstances, and even through other people. When I do that, he will respond, and the two of us will become closer. It will happen. Sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as we would like, and that can be really frustrating when that takes place, when it's not happening as quickly as we would like. And more often than not, it doesn't happen instantaneously. It's a process. The two of us, me and God, have to get to know one another. He knows everything about me, but I don't know everything about him. And there are certain things in life, and really life itself is the thing that blocks us more often than not. So let me just talk about this. Went to the dentist today, and I did well. I was just thinking, boy, I've been really blessed, and I have had very few teeth problems over the years, and I'm so thankful for it. And I keep thinking, and every time I go, I think, is this going to be the time? Is this going to be the time that he finds something? And I haven't had, thank God, I haven't had a cavity in a long time. So I went in there today, and we're talking about some things, and the dentist, he sort of opened up in a way that really surprised me, in a way that made me feel a little uncomfortable, actually a lot uncomfortable, and he started talking about the struggles that he has with his work, with frustrations about the way the country is right now. And essentially what his message to me was that I've got so many problems. And he's a good guy. He's a family man. He's a decent person. But he was really aggravated today. And fortunately, he didn't do too much to me. It was the hygienist that did most of the work. Dennis just came in afterwards to check things out. But he was pretty much saying, like, how can I worry about the world's problems when I'm barely making it through the day dealing with my own struggles? And you know, it really touched me. And it reminded me, I got to pray for this guy. It really resonated or touched me because it just hit me that the reason we think that a good quality relationship with God is impossible is because we are so weighed down with the problems of our lives, responsibilities of parenthood, of being a provider, of paying our bills, health challenges, the state of the world, fears, so many of these things, maybe sin that you're carrying around, so many of these things, these real problems. You know, do you ever hear somebody say that, or have you ever said that? Now let me tell you, I got real problems. You think that's a problem? I got a real problem. And I believe, and this is very sad, and this is a continuation of my message yesterday. I'm feeling this a lot, and I feel the Spirit's really laying this on my heart to talk about. There is an increasing, at least it seems that way to me, number of people who, and it's probably always been a lot of people like this, who feel that this God thing is, it's fluffy, it's vague, it's just created to make you feel good. And look, this is people who are faithful Christians sometimes inadvertently believe this way too. They think God is in church and they go pay their respects each week. Maybe, you know, once a week. Or maybe they'll say some prayers every now and then, or maybe even every day. But yet the real problems of their lives, they just are so crushing and so burdensome that they don't believe they can escape from these problems. And I think that is a very common belief. But I also think it's sad. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have problems, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world." We're still in the Easter season. And we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, where he defeated death and opened up the gates of heaven. Through his death and resurrection, he made reparation for our sins, so he repaired the damage done in the relationship between God and man through sin. He repaired that. And when he rose from the dead, he defeated death, because you have to die before you can rise. So in order for that to happen, he had to die first. Defeated death, opened up the gates of heaven, and then it was possible from that point on for us to one day have a resurrection as well. So this is all good stuff. And the fact that Jesus is alive, you know, I think we talked about this earlier in the week. The fact that he is alive means that we can have a relationship with him. That could not have happened had he not risen from the dead. So this is very powerful, the fact that he rose from the dead. And just like the idea of having a relationship with him, I think we can sometimes take the idea of resurrection and put it into that same fluff category, where we think it's a generally good thing. Yeah, resurrection, Jesus rose from the dead, woohoo, that's a big thing. But when we look at our bills, when we look at our health problems. We look at loneliness. We look at being overburdened at work. We can easily lose the hope that should be ours as Christians because we don't think it's possible. And when we hear a verse, especially if you're really struggling with something, maybe you're battling an addiction. Maybe you're just barely hanging on at work. Maybe you're waiting to be laid off. Maybe you're unemployed. Maybe you're just working yourself to death. Maybe you can't find any peace because you're concerned about what might happen in the future. And when that's the case, and you hear something like, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, you are underwhelmed, to say the least, right? You think like, well, this is great, but I got real problems. And this fluff doesn't do me any good. I want to tell you that this idea of drawing near to God and he will draw it near to you, it's not fluff. It is anything but. This is about as real as it gets. But because it sounds simple, and because it sounds somewhat abstract, we often put it off and ignore it, thinking that it's the equivalent of think happy thoughts and you'll feel better. But it's not. The relationship with God, a relationship with God, a good relationship with him, is the only thing in life that will bring us everlasting joy, joy that doesn't go away, joy in all circumstances. But it's really hard to undo everything that the world has taught us from the time we were very young. Now, you may not struggle with this, but on the other hand, you might struggle with it because I know a lot of people do. So I thought I should talk about it today. The idea of drawing close to God, how do you do that? You spend time with him. You just have to spend time with him. And in my case, what I do in the morning, I wake up. I try to get up early before anybody else is up. I go to my favorite prayer chair. I have a chair in the living room that I go to. And I say my prayers. I talk to the Father. I spend a lot of time talking to the Father in the morning, although I do talk to the Spirit. And then eventually I talk to Jesus as well. Specifically, I talk to him after I've spoken to the Father, and then sometimes I'll talk to him in the shower. This is kind of my routine. And then on the way to church, Eileen and I go to church together every day, and we'll talk to Jesus on the way. And then when I receive him at Mass, I speak to him again. So I have these dialogues with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. And as a result, they have become much more real to me. I'm very aware of their presence throughout the day. I have a long way to go, and this is something I'll be working on for the rest of my life, but they are real to me. But it took time for that to happen. And again, I want them to become even more real. But it took time for me to recognize them throughout the day. And what I've learned is that it is possible to be at peace, to rejoice, even in the midst of problems. Sometimes, however, many times you don't feel that joy. You don't feel that peace as much as you would like or as much as you would expect. And the reason is, it's because of the fact that the problems in life, we're so used to being overwhelmed by the problems in life. And many of us have come to a point where we're just used to them and we've accepted that they're always going to be there. Many of us have become so overwhelmed by the problems in our daily life that we've sort of accepted that's just the way it is. and we don't really pursue a stronger relationship with God. But this verse reminds us, this verse reminds us that it is possible. And if we put the effort in to draw close to God, and it can be very simple, you don't have to do anything elaborate, on a consistent basis, He will respond. And I can vouch for that. So I'd encourage you to do that today. Spend a little time. Speak to the Lord. Tell Him you want to draw closer to Him. Tell Him you want to get to know Him better. And then wait for Him to respond in some way. Now, He could respond through Scripture. You could hear something through Scripture, either at Mass or something you read in the Bible. He could speak to you through a spiritual writer. Maybe there's a book you're reading. He could talk to you that way. He could speak to you in the silence of your heart. He could speak to you through another person. He could speak to you after you receive Him in Holy Communion. You know, there are a number of ways, but I would say once you make that offer, that request, please, Jesus, please, Father, please, Holy Spirit, I want to get closer to you. I want to know you more. Then look for a response. And I believe you're going to get it. And the more you do that, right, the more you do that, the closer you're going to get to Him. And I really believe that that will happen in your life. So I suggest you do that today and see what happens. I'm going to have to run now. I want to thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I look forward to joining you again on the program tomorrow. I plan to be here. I hope you will be as well. If you get a chance, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you would like to leave a donation, I would appreciate that. You can do that just by going to the website, followingthetruth.com, and clicking on donate. Again, have a wonderful day. Know that I'm praying for you. And I look forward to being back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. Bye-bye now.